Here, John O'Doy, if you don't mind me saying, your old fashioned swashbuckling number six, hey, what a game you had. You really took it to Craig Byrne, particularly in that opening period.
Well, look, anybody knows me, my game's all about contact, getting physical. Look, if you ask me, terrible game the other day. But the rest of the boys stepped up. Like Drew McKinney, I said to Oisín McIntyre half the second half, I'm having a stinker, and he says, so am I, but we just play a wee bit harder. And that's what everybody done. Like, and you can see Keelan coming back into the team, Kevin Lynch coming on there, scoring that point to put four points in between us. It was a really big day for Niamh Paddy.
I think you've been hard on yourself, but you have high standards now. I think everybody played their part today, but you're right. I think at half time, you know, they were asking questions and the kick out and that, and definitely the two lads have been watching a few. The way you play, you have a nice zonal setup in your defence, and then you break with pace, and if you have the two lads inside, you have some serious danger.
Look, when we have Kevin inside, like Kevin can win any ball. Like, he is tall, he's 6'4", 6'5", but don't underestimate his height. He can win low ball, and look, Keelan's pace speaks for itself. Like, you've seen there out today, he got himself out of a few tight situations, and look, we didn't have him in the quarterfinals. We had him for one half in the quarter and one half in the semi, but today he was immense. Immense.
And listen, it's interesting how that has happened, that the two lads have come back just when you've needed them, because you managed them a couple of games brilliantly as a team. You know, you controlled them, but today you're up against the other best team in the province and you needed those two guys on the pitch, particularly in that second half. A point up at the end of that half time, and I thought at that stage they didn't get unhappy enough, so that rejig, you really stepped up to the plate second half.
Well, look, the goal in the first half was a big difference to us. Like, when we went down at half time 1-3-5, and there's that wee scuffle in front of the stand, it probably got to us boys and it got to them, and we've done it at half time and we just reset and we just went back to the basics. And look, a wee bit of luck in the second half, a few goals came at the right time, and look, we didn't score enough points today. Like, but as somebody says, goals win games. But look, see, when we didn't have Keelan or Kevin throughout the whole quarter final, semi final, they're a big loss. And see, going into the Ulster final, as you say, we need everybody on Ulster final day.
And tell me, round the clock a few years back now, could you have felt this day was ever going to be a possibility? Say, when the team wasn't going well, could you have seen this happening with the club? There's a couple of decent underage teams.
Well, look, last year we were blessed to have, I think there was four or five minors coming and playing minor football last year, and they started for our senior team. And I think we have to find ourselves incredibly lucky to them. Like, you have the likes of Kevin Lynch there, Oisín McIntyre, Michael McCarron, Andrew McCarron, Cormac Kelly, Cormac Doherty's there. Look, and if I'm forgetting anybody else, I apologise, but having them boys come into the team at such a young age last year and getting promoted that year, it was a big, big step for them, and it really helped us this year. Like, we had a lot of injuries last year in the semi-final against Mavell, and we really struggled, but this year the boys knuckled down. And look where it's got us. We're in the Ulster final and we're going home with the trophy.
Oh, it's absolutely magic. And I spoke to other lads about the emotion and Evan's passing and everything that's involved in it, but the lift that it's given the community and what you've seen and the colour, and you're still going. You know, you're heading across the water now. I mean, it's such a great time to be with Niamh Patrick, and what that's going to do for all the young kids here going forward.
Oh, look, I was saying last week after the semi-final, the kids after the county final, the announcer came on and says, nobody coming onto the pitch, and they just flooded onto the pitch. Yeah. And there was no stopping them, and seeing the wains flood on to hug players, hug management, it really is a sight for, like, it's really empowering. And look, Evan, like I said last week, he might not be here with us physically, but you can be damn sure he's with us here mentally. When them three goals went in and a few of them points went in, look, like I said last week, the only disappointing thing about it is he's not here, but I have no doubt that he's up there looking down on us now, and he's given us that wee bit of edge. And look, he done it today.
Here's your turn. Thanks, you enjoy the night.